Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. Just about to hit 6 minutes past six on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Good morning, Simo. I tell you what, I'm living life dangerously this morning.
For a change?
Living life on the edge.
Look out.
I've got my water bottle here, which I normally have.
Yeah.
But I've placed it next to some spray disinfectant.
Okay.
A can of this. So if during the show I become thirsty and want to quench my thirst.
Yes.
And if I'm not paying attention, I may accidentally drink spray disinfectant, which...
Rookie move.
I mean, it's got so many warnings on. I'm assuming here it says, do not consume. Oh, it's highly flammable. Okay, that's interesting. Do not store in direct sunlight. Okay, that's worrying because we do that every day.
Yeah.
But yes, so Simo, I will make sure I will try not to drink this spray disinfectant today.
Well, it's much like...
Can't make any promises.
Yeah, it's much like...
I will try.
It's much like the... What is it? The pyramid of stuff that you can ingest? What is it called?
The food pyramid? Food triangle.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Glen 20 does not belong.
Glen 20 is in very much not in the food category. You know, cheese and milk and all that sort of stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Glen 20. Don't recall seeing that there.
Glen 20. Well, it's an interesting start. I mean, have you got your sandwich with you?
It's in the fridge.
I mean, if you've got enough, normally you have enough pesto on there to kind of, I reckon, bring down a small animal.
There's a fair amount of pesto on it, not going to lie.
Speaking of small animals, Dance Monkey right now, Tones and I... Kicking things off this morning. Did you watch Survivor last night?
No.
Mate, gotta talk about that. Pinks, whatever you want on Snow FM Breakfast. Just about to hit 6:15 for your Wednesday. And Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And Simo, one of your favourite TV shows finished yesterday. I didn't realise how into this show you were.
Survivor, yeah. I didn't realise either until it got me.
I know you were hooked.
Like an anaconda out of the jungle.
So what, has it finished now?
It's all done. It all kind of came crashing to a halt. Well, not really. It kind of like exploded at the end.
You say it came to a nice crescendo?
Now, there's an actress who stitched up the win last night, $500,000.
Hey, what's an actress doing in Survivor?
Also, basically...
I thought it's just like normal people.
No, the way they structured it was there was champions versus contenders.
Oh, so, like, I see. So... The actress in question, famous actress?
Actually, you would have enjoyed it because Stephen Bradbury was in Survivor.
Oh, the ice skater.
Yeah, that came from behind in the Olympics to...
Oh, please tell me he got, like, eliminated in, like, round one or something.
I think he did, yeah.
Oh, okay. But did he come back at the end and just all of a sudden win it out of nowhere?
No, he was never seen again.
Well, that's the exact opposite of what happened in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So who's this actress? Is she famous? Is she well-known? Is it Cameron Diaz?
No. So
I know Lindsay Lohan's over here filming another reality TV show. Was
in
she
all
kind of
honesty, it's an Aussie actress. Her name is Pia Miranda. I haven't seen anything that she's in, but she's scored the win, paying off the mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted to touch base about...
Spoiler alert if you hadn't seen it.
Your expertise... went live last night.
Expertise
regards to betting markets. So she was short-priced favourite, very, 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 very low in regards to how much you could possibly win by having a flutter on her to win.
Yeah.
Now, it's all pre-recorded, so, like, we're having a peek behind kind of the media curtain at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a look at all the various betting companies make odds for these TV shows. Bachelor's another one.
That's what I was surprised by. I was like, how are they allowed to do this?
And there's a disclaimer there that says, this is a pre-recorded show and the results may or may not be known, which is just like, all right, gab on, mate.
Yeah.
Like, I know that one of my favourite shows, The Bachelor, is actually coming towards its end. I think this is last week.
Yes. So,
and, you know, I was having a look at the odds and one girl, I'm not going to mention who.
Okay.
But there's three girls left.
Yep.
One girl, very, very, very heavily backed.
Right.
Very low odds. I mean, you put $5 on her, you might make back $5.05.
Right, okay. So that's how much, like, they obviously know the result.
And then the other two are just way off in the distance.
That's just... Is that not corrupt? What's the...
Almost certainly, yes.
Jason Derulo, there's more artists on that one than changes to your coffee order. David Guetta, Nicki Minaj, Willie William. That was Goodbye on Snow FM Breakfast, and we're talking horses. Horse chat this morning. Because this
Russian
horse,
horses, Simo.
Russian horse?
Not like a horse that is rushing to get somewhere. A horse from the country of Russia.
Okay, so...
I asked you to get some horse-related music. You've got a little Old Town Road.
So this...
Well done. I mean, Daryl Braithwaite horses is the obvious choice, but well done.
Yeah, well, you know, Billy Ray, you can't go past the man.
Have a bit of Billy Ray. Yes, so Simo, We know why the chicken crossed the road. It was to get to the other side. But why did the Russian horse get on a bus?
Now, that's an interesting concept.
That is. This video has been uploaded to social media overnight. It's going to be viral.
Okay.
I was reading about it in the...
a bit viral.
I was reading about it in the Moscow Times, which is one of my favourite newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
I always browse the Moscow Times. Yeah. The video shows the horse in question just grazing on grass near the bus stop.
Oh, yeah.
When the bus pulls up, the other bus commuters go to get on the bus in the traditional way. The horse then follows and in an attempt to get on the bus. But unfortunately, just as it gets there, the driver slams the doors shut and the bus goes.
Oh, right. So it didn't quite make inroads?
So it attempted to get on the bus. Okay, but unfortunately, the driver wasn't having any of it. Maybe the horse didn't have the right ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only assume that's it. Or maybe it was the wrong bus. It was waiting for the number 3 and this is the number 4. You know, maybe the horse was trying to get on the wrong bus. I don't know. But, yeah, Simo, why do you reckon a horse would get on the bus?
It's an interesting turn of events. Namely, had the horse been on a bus before? Like, where was it? Was it in a field?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm not overly familiar with the horse's backstory.
Okay, right.
No, Simo, it wasn't in a field. It was just in suburban St. Petersburg. So there's houses and buildings and other stuff around. No one knows where this horse came from as well, because there's no owner. There's no kind of, doesn't have a saddle or whatever the thing is he's got on his face. You're a farm boy. What is that? What's I'm trying to...
I don't know. I was just enjoying you trying to work out what goes on a horse. Troy Sivan Bloom on Snow FM Breakfast, 20 minutes to 7 for you Wednesday. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, have you ever worn a wig or felt the need to wear a wig around town?
No. I've, like you said, my hair's apparently looking good this morning.
Well, I'll just scrub you off the list of suspects who may have committed this crime.
Yeah, apparently $80,000 worth of wigs were pinched.
How much?
$80,000 worth.
Like, unless... Okay, so some wigs that are kind of, you know, in Broadway shows and in operas and stuff, they're worth a lot of money. Was it this type of wig or was it just your stock standard 20, 30 buck wig?
Apparently these wigs worth $800
each. $800
each.
All right, that's...
Quick maths.
A lot.
Isn't that... That would be what? Is that... 100?
My phone is too far away. No, 100 would be 8,000, I think.
Okay, right.
No, that would be... I don't know.
I reckon it's... Maybe.
Okay, let's move on from doing basic maths because it's very clear that both of us can't do it.
No, well, like, that's either way, that's a lot of wigs to fit in the back of the ute. Like,
exactly, it's a lot of wigs to get stolen. So, 80,000, do we know where? Was this like in America or Australia?
America, overseas, once again, in and out, apparently 5 minutes.
5 minutes to steal a hell of a lot of wigs? I mean, well done.
That's very Brad Pitt and very George Clooney.
Oh, yeah, who do you reckon is going to play the people in the movie?
Dun, 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 dun.
So, have they caught the people that stole the wigs?
No.
Or are they still on the run?
No, they haven't. Apparently, the owner of the warehouse rocked up after the alarm had been triggered for no less than 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, the thieves appeared to know exactly what they were doing.
I tell you what, the exact suspect you'd be looking for is someone whose hair just randomly changes colour every single day.
Yeah.
You know, if you're working with someone who rocks up to work one day with blue hair and then pink hair and then yellow hair, he's your person. He's your man.
You'll be happy to know that my basic maths was on point. So if each wig was worth $800?
Yeah.
That's 100 wigs that they've pinched in under 5 minutes.
Very good calculating skills there.
Can you, I mean, I don't want to go there, but can you calculate how quick each wig was taken?
I like how you said, I don't want to go there, and then you immediately went there.
Yeah, because I feel like that's
Each wig was taken. They did one wig every 3.76 seconds.
You reckon?
No, I made that up.
All right. Not sure how they went about this. Maybe a sack truck, wheelbarrow.
What number did it say? 3.76. I think that's pi.
Yeah, probably.
I think pi is somewhere around there.
800 wigs, 5 minutes, and what, $80,000 richer? I hope they get caught. Imagine Dragons teamed up with Eliza for that one, just in time for the swooping season as well. Birds on Snow FM Breakfast, and now talking fried bird.
Yeah, we're talking about a fried crumbed bird. In fact, Simo, the Guinness World Record for the world's largest chicken schnitzel was broken recently.
Was it a palmy?
No, just a schnitty.
I was going to say, there's a lot of cheese if it's in getting involved.
Well, Simo, let me give you the details. So this chicken schnitzel weighed 1,208 kilograms.
Oh, okay.
It's quite a large chicken schnitzel. It measured 70 square metres, was made up of 40 chicken chops kind of stuck together.
70 square metres.
70 square metres.
I can't kick that.
4,000 eggs we used and 250 kilograms of breadcrumbs. And then they made this, stuck it all together, and fried it in 14,000 litres of oil.
Okay, dark thought, right?
I'm worried.
The eggs.
Yeah.
How many?
4,000 eggs.
How many chickens?
Well, 400 chops, so at least, you know, what, 300 or so?
Right. I wonder if they used the, like, they stored the eggs and then used the chickens.
That is a very dark thought.
Thank you.
And I would say unlikely.
Okay. Where was it done?
So this was done in the German town of Mengkofen.
Oh, yeah.
Which is in Bavaria, which we all know.
Ah, South Germany.
Yes. Is it?
Yep.
No, I don't know. yeah, so it was prepared as part of a festival there. A couple of hundred volunteers.
Oh, it's a festival.
Volunteered to make this chicken schnitzel. Although there are some brilliant photos coming out of it. Because so you've got this massive 70 square meter slab of chicken.
Yeah, how do they cook it?
It needs to be breadcrumbed.
Deep fried.
We'll get to cooking in a minute.
Yeah.
One step at a time.
Okay.
It needs to be breadcrumbed. Simo, it's all fine. Easy to breadcrumb the stuff around the sides. But how do you breadcrumb the bits in the middle?
Would you work from the inside out?
No. What you do is you hire a local crane,
okay,
to lower a few volunteers in on a platform who hover a few centimetres above the chicken schnitzel,
okay,
breadcrumbing it.
Fair call.
And then, yeah, cooked.
German ingenuity, that.
14,000 litres of oil was used to cook this chicken schnitzel. The pieces were cut up.
Was it olive, vegetable, canola?
Just oil. Carb.
Whatever you can get your hands on.
I mean, let's face it, 14,000 litres, you're not going to be picky, are you? Yeah, get whatever you want. Get vegetable oil. My car's got some leaking oil. Get that. Bring it along. We need all the oil we can get. So this was cut up into manageable portions and then served with all proceeds going to charity.
Served with lemon?
Look, I mean, it's 70 square metres. I don't think you need more food.
Because then they're going to have to find someone that can grow giant lemons.
Well, no, you're just going to need a lot of them.
Okay, right.
I mean, you're not going to need a giant lemon. You just get a lot of them.
How would you squeeze it? You'd need another crane, I guess.
Order another crane for the lemon. I'm unsure whether this was served with chips or salad.
Okay.
On the side, but again, like I say, 70 square metres of chicken schnitzel. I think that's enough food.
Have you got what the record was previously? Like, yes. How much they smashed it by?
So, Simo, this record that they broke, it was 1,208 kilogram chicken schnitzel. That was their attempt.
Okay.
The previous record, 550.
Wow,
so they smashed it. They almost doubled it. In fact, they did double it. It more than doubled it.
Right. The Germans, what was the festival called?
No, I do know, but I'm not going to try and pronounce it.
All right, go for it. No, have a go. It's right before the snow reports.
Oh, no, what's that? Oh, we're out of time. What a shame.
I'll have a go.
What a shame. We're out of time.
All righty. Morgan Evans, Young Again on 97.7 Snow FM, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra, so you can catch us in the capital, and it just hit 14 minutes past 7.
Hey, Simo, are you a fan of the TV show Downton Abbey?
Yes, rather. I absolutely am.
Is that your posh English accent?
That's my upstairs, Downton Abbey.
Look, yeah, I'm going to be honest. Mm. I've never seen it in my life, so literally you could be doing a Kiwi accent, and I'd go, oh, really interesting. Oh, I didn't realise. Oh,
thanks, bro. Now, it's worth mentioning that Downton Abbey, obviously, like, there's the movie that they've put together.
Yes, there's a movie out at the moment.
A dinner and a wedding and all of that kind of business about is what Downton Abbey is
about. Can't tell if you're doing an accent or you're just about to sneeze.
The reason we're bringing this up is because Airbnb. Now, have you partaken?
Yeah.
How did you go?
Yeah, I mean, it was relatively uneventful.
Okay.
So Airbnb, if you don't know, it allows people to rent out rooms in their house.
Mm-hmm.
I've rented a few for a couple of nights, and yeah, relatively uneventful.
Well, this is right up there. Downton Abbey, right? The place where it's filmed is been added to Airbnb.
And oh, really? So you can rent out the whole place or just a room?
No, the whole place. Apparently, opening its doors to two guests. It's on the app Airbnb, but it's only a one night deal. November 26th.
Fair enough.
So if you've got a bit of time to shoot over to England and want to live like a lord and lady.
So let's get this started. Downton Abbey. It's filmed in like this big castle type building. Is that correct?
In Hampshire, England, Jordan.
Do you want to describe what? So what is the building? It is like some huge kind of palace.
Yeah, it's called
like something the Queen would live in.
Highclere Castle. So it's a castle, and it's got grounds, and it's on an estate.
And you can live in this castle for one night only.
That's right.
Somewhere in, what was it, late September or whenever it was.
So apparently the guests will be invited for cocktails in the saloon, followed by dinner in the state dining room, where they will be served by the castle's butler. Then they'll receive a coffee in the library before retiring to one of the principal rooms with views of the rolling hills.
Is a butler an actual profession?
I guess so.
I just thought that was like something in like movies in medieval times and stuff like that.
Well, obviously it's still carrying over there.
Interesting.
Apparently, Lady Carnarvon, who is the lady of the estate, she is the one that has listed it online, so she's getting hip with the times, even though her name is Lady Carnarvon.
I've got two female housemates. I wonder which one of them we would call the lady of our house.
She says, it's an absolute privilege and pleasure to call Highclere Castle my home, and I'm delighted to be able to share it on Airbnb for a truly unique stay.
No, I'm genuinely now thinking about who would be the lady of my house. Okay, yeah. Simo, you know, one of them is American, the other is a redhead. Who would be the lady of my house?
I think we can all be lords and ladies of our own living quarters.
Technically, I can't be a lady. Well, I mean, you know.
You can be a lord.
Yeah, I'll take a lord. I'll take that.
But do you think that's where everything's going? Do you think I feel...
What, everyone's going to become lords?
No.
Simo, can you start referring to me now from now on as a lord?
Lord Jordan, do you think...
Oh, I like that. I very much like that. I'm going to change my name on Tinder to Lord Jordan.
Do you
Jordan.
Think that's where it's going in regards to... I can see probably, you know, it'll take a week for Donald Trump to list the White House on Airbnb to make a bit of extra cash.
God, can you imagine that? I don't think Trump needs extra cash. I think he's fine.
But if you want to win, you can win the Ultimate Snowboarders Package thanks to Monster Energy. Get involved in the draw. It's happening in the next 10.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
It's called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Somebody get me my board.
This is Turbo Burn, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
Call now to get involved. 64-572-977. The Ultimate Snowboarders Package up for grabs. It's all thanks to Monster Energy and basically how it works, Jordan.
Simo, you also have the name of a item. That item is either a foodstuff or a snowboard trick. All you have to do is give us a call. Let us know which one it is. We should say there's only two more chances to go into the running to win this Ultimate Snowboarders Package thanks to Monster Energy. We've got a natural snowboard to give away.
That's right.
Plus heaps of cans of Monster. We keep tripping over them in our office, so it's probably good that we give them away.
That's right. So the word that we're dealing with this morning, baby powder.
Baby powder.
Baby powder. So the way it works is if it is a snowboard trick, that trumps anything else it could possibly be.
So is it a food stuff or a... Well, I know the baby powder is certainly something you can buy at Woolies. I don't know whether it's a food stuff, but you can certainly buy it. Or is it a snowboard trick as well?
64-572-977 is the number to call. And baby powder, snowboard trick, we ask you, if you know the answer, straight into the draw for the Ultimate Snowboarders Package. Motivation in the meantime, Normani right now. A little motivation this morning, Normani. Snow FM breakfast, 25 minutes past 7. And good morning to our first caller through for Turn or Burn. It's all thanks to Monster Energy. Dylan, good morning. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Dylan, how would you rate your skill on the snowboard out of 10?
Probably 7.
Oh, he's up there.
I thought he was not bad.
I thought he was going to go with 11. 11 out of 10.
I mean, I'm about 20 out of 10, but, you know.
Dylan, this morning, what we're looking for is baby powder. Now, do you reckon it's a snowboard trick or do you reckon it's just a food powdery substance? What do you reckon?
Do not eat baby powder.
What do you think?
I don't reckon it's a trick.
You don't reckon?
No.
Alrighty. Dylan, let's check in with Hans Strudelbauer. He has the answer for us this morning.
Ja, die drei Fragezeichen. Baby powder is that cheeky bottom protector for the little ones. Nix snowboard. Servus.
He's got it.
Well done, Dylan.
Dylan, nice work, mate. You outschooled the German snowboard king, Hans Strudelbauer.
I think Hans was playing a bit of a double bluff there, but you managed to catch him out. Well done.
Dylan's in
Thank you. In
Cooma this morning, mate. Off to school for your Wednesday?
No, I'm off to the snow.
Oh, nice.
That's not a bad way to spend your Wednesday. You just So what, do you have the day off school or are you just chucking a sickie?
Just chucking a
sticky. don't tell anyone.
His real name's not Dylan. That's a fake name.
Dylan, have a great day up on the slopes and you're into the draw for that Ultimate Snowboarders Package.
Yep, thank you.
No worries, mate. Thanks for the call. Camila Cabello, there she is, Liar, on the way out. 20 minutes to 8, Snow FM breakfasts, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Hey, Simo, the last couple of days I've started doing something And it's kind of changed my life.
Yeah, have you been watching? This is comes from, you know, YouTube self-help or something.
No, no, it doesn't.
What have you done?
So, Simo, these last couple of days, traditionally breakfast is eaten at breakfast time.
Yes, traditionally.
These last couple of days,
yeah,
started having breakfast at dinner.
Is this,
whoa!
Is this because...
Don't mock it before you try it.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't, right? Like, literally the last couple of nights I've had bacon and egg sandwiches or poached eggs on toast. It has been amazing.
Yeah, well...
And, like, I can't explain. I mean, from a health perspective, probably eating bacon and eggs every night, probably not the best.
Eggs is protein.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it's fried in bacon fat that it necessarily, you know, the goodness outweighs the badness.
But again, is this, you're getting, what is the percentage now that you are using cutlery on a day-to-day basis? What are you at?
What, you mean how many meals a day do I?
Correct.
Okay, so Simo has this thing that apparently I don't know how to use cutlery because, like, he never sees me use cutlery.
Correct. What's the percentage of your day-to-day that you are...
Look, I'm working it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I reckon I would have got a day without using cutlery. Just using hands. Like, when you have, like eggs on toast, then, you know, the cutlery gets used.
Yep.
But if you're just having a bacon egg sandwich, you don't need cutlery and, like, you know, it saves on washing up.
Like, move to Mexico because everything that you're doing there is, what, served in a taco you could probably go with?
Well, I mean, breakfast taco I could have.
How long? I want to know, how long do you reckon you could last not using cutlery at all?
Oh, according to you, I've never used cutlery in my life.
Yeah.
But no, Simo, breakfast for dinner, try it out. Honestly, it will change your life.
Realistically, I reckon you could probably go 50 days, maybe?
Not easy.
Yeah. Chain Smokers, Side Effects on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan, 9 minutes to eight.
Simo, have you ever thought about keeping chickens as a pet? In fact, have you ever had a chicken?
Three of them, actually, at one point in time.
There you go. Do you have to, like, take them for walks, put them on leashes and take them for walks like your dogs?
In all honesty, I was someone, I didn't like them at all. Not a massive fan of the beast that is the chicken.
Well, I mean, maybe it's because you keep referring to them as beasts.
That and
you know, if you start referring to your housemates as beasts, surely they're not going to like you.
Are they related to dinosaurs? Is that a thing?
Really crappy dinosaur chicken.
Yeah.
You know, big T-Rex and then a chicken. I don't know, surely. Maybe are they related to dinosaurs? I don't know.
So what do you look for when you... Have you ever noticed and been like, that's a good-looking chicken?
Well, I have on a plate.
On a plate?
I don't know if that makes me sound like a monster. but yes, yeah, so like I've noticed on a plate when it's served with a kind of sauce or vegetable, I've thought, oh, this is a very nice looking chicken.
Well, they've come home to roost at the Royal Melbourne Show.
So what happens is there's a competition at the Royal Melbourne Show between chicken keepers.
Yeah.
And then chicken judges go around judging the best looking chicken.
And it's been a little while between drinks for the chicken fever.
Is there? When was the last time they did it?
A little while ago. There's, 1939, I think?
Yeah, that's a fair while.
It's a little while.
Hey, Simo, is there a chicken eating competition at the Royal Melbourne Show as well? Do you know?
Okay, so here are the stats. So that's the longest serving current kind of chicken shower. He first started in 1939 as an 11-year-old, and he's still in it this year. 2013 was the last time that they had the chook fanciers got involved.
Oh, I see. So I thought they hadn't done this since 1939.
No, so it was 100.
Oh, I see. 2013. Okay, well, that's less impressive.
It's a 140-year-old staple of the show, but it's had a bit of a rest, and now it's back.
Simo, do you know, is there a chicken eating competition at the show as well?
I don't know, but
because if there is, you don't want to get these two confused.
There should be one. But do you know what goes into kind of making your chicken look good?
I don't know. Do you
have a guess?
Makeup on it, or give it a wig, or I don't know. Do you have to make sure that it's like a runway model, like a fashion show? You have to make sure that you're working out so you're skinny. Is that? I don't know. What do people look like when they're judging chickens?
Well, more so that the chickens itself, they get a workover. So they get towel dried and blow dried. So like blow drying a chicken, it's not something I actually thought was occurring.
Someone just gets a hair dryer,
yeah,
and dries the chicken.
Mm.
God, you'd be annoyed if you've done all that and then it just goes and rolls around in the dirt for a bit.
It's unfortunate. What are you doing? You've got a big competition tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm a chicken. I'm just having fun. I can talk. I'm a chicken. That should be enough. Please don't eat me.
But yeah, so it's going to be judged between, what is it? There's a total of 1,200 of the Victoria's best chickens are going to battle it out for supremacy.
What happens to the 1,199 that lose?
Jeez, I wonder. I think there's some slices of lemon and some breadcrumbs.
Dinner time!
Foster the People pick you up on Snow FM. Breakfast, Simo and Jordan, 20 to 9.
And Simo, we're talking pets reunited. It's always a beautiful moment when you see a pet that has been missing for a while. The owner had given up hope of ever seeing the pet again. And then all of a sudden they're reunited. And that's what has taken place overnight in England. A lady and her pet tortoise escaped 15 months later. So over a year later, she gets a phone call from the local RSPCA saying, oh, we think we have your tortoise.
See, RSPCA, I would have just assumed that it would have been canines. Who left the turtles out?
You would have assumed that it was a dog that was missing, and you would have assumed wrong.
Doesn't have the same kind of ring to it.
Who let the turtles out?
Yeah. Like to,
well, so that's the thing. So this story, it's got a happy ending, which is obviously very nice. But how do turtles escape? Like, I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And you've had a pet turtle escape your house, your childhood house.
Yeah.
How does something moves so slow and doesn't have opposable thumbs so it can't climb fences?
Do they not have opposable thumbs? Did you check that?
Well, okay, they might have opposable thumbs. I don't know. But okay. Either way, I'm going to suggest that they can't really climb fences. How would an animal like that escape?
Well, they can definitely climb because they can climb out of, like, you know, ice cream containers and aquariums and stuff.
Do you mean you can climb out of ice cream containers?
Yeah. Like if you're storing your turtle
in an ice cream container.
Yeah, momentarily.
Has it eaten all of the ice cream?
No.
Happened to the ice cream in that container?
No. Human beings have partaken in the dessert.
Good.
Then, you know, you've just got an empty container that you can store said turtle in while you clean the aquarium.
So you're talking about just little turtles, perhaps the size of your hand.
Yes.
This turtle in question, roughly about 45 centimetres long.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big tub of ice cream. Yeah. Which actually, now you mention it, big tub of ice cream. Made me a bit hungry.
Yeah.
But yes, I still don't get how can they... So yours, how did yours escape? Did you work out how your childhood turtle escaped?
You just don't notice because they move so slow that you just assume there is no movement. Like, you know, you just can't imagine it escaping.
And then it does.
Yeah. So it's one of those things like, what is it? Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil type situation. You assume nothing is happening because nothing ever does happen.
It's
how
like
often
one of those things, if you look directly at the sun, which by the way, you shouldn't
should
do.
Should never do.
Do because that hurts your eyes. But you assume that's not moving. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, well, obviously it is moving because nighttime happens.
Yeah. So basically what you've said there is anyone that's ever lost a turtle ever is a flat earther.
Well, no. All I'm saying is, how the hell did turtles escape?
No.
I still, you've explained this to me about five times.
Yeah. It's because they move slow.
Can you, like, make a PowerPoint presentation or something?
Like ninjas. So they go slow, slow, slow.
Ninjas do not move slowly.
Then they go fast.
Have you ever seen a ninja?
No.
Because they move so quickly.
I know.